Joined on the programme by the author, or authors, I should say, of Haircuts and League Cups, The Rise and Fall of Carson Young. It's Daniel Ivory and Will Giles. Daniel, first of all.
Hi there.
Hello, good to speak to you. And Will, in Hong Kong, how are you?
Very good, Tom. Good to speak to you.
Great to speak to you, my friend. Right, firstly, Daniel, tell us, how did the book Haircuts and League Cups, an absolute must for blues fans, how did it come about?
Last April, I went out to Hong Kong to talk to people about Carson's trial, about the AGM, and funnily enough, one of our mutual friends, one of mine and Will's mutual friends, was talking about someone who wanted to buy the club. That never came about, never even came close to coming about. But myself and Will talked a lot about how about the story that Carson had, and about how interesting it was, and how amazing it had been, and like where it was going, and it just went from there.
What was the aim of the book?
The aim.
Mm-hmm.
To tell a story, really. So many people don't know anything about Carson, about how he bought the club, about how he even came to be in a position to buy the club. And I just wanted to fill in the blanks. Will's got a vested interest in the way that the judicial process works in Hong Kong as well. Because the way Carson was convicted was just nonsense. The prosecution made no effort to prove that he actually had taken money from the triads. They just proved that he had a lot of money in his account and that it went out. That was it.
So, Will, I mean, you actually live in Hong Kong. So, what was your involvement with writing this book, which is hard-hitting?
Yeah, it is hard-hitting, Tom. I was particularly interested, of course, in the legal angle. I'm obviously a soccer fan, but not a blues fan. I was interested in the personalities. But the law really was my prime concern. As Daniel said, the state of the law, the anti-money laundering law, this particular section which Carson was charged with, is one of the most draconian anti-money laundering laws in the world. The prosecution doesn't have to show that the proceeds actually come from a crime, and it's really basically a theory. They prove their case in such cases as this by producing experts to say that the money flowing through the accounts has all the badges of money laundering. As I say, under Hong Kong law, they don't actually have to prove it from a crime. And that's the way it went with Carson's case, and that was of particular interest to me. And if you see in the book, we've actually critiqued the law quite heavily. And if anything, we're on Carson's side, as it were, in showing that the law is, I would say, unsafe, because they don't actually show the money's from a crime. What's recently happened, Tom, is maybe of interest to your listeners. There's a new case been heard recently in the Court of Final Appeal, a case called Pang Hung Phi. We talk about the earlier hearings in the case in the book. But Pang Hung Phi has now changed the test, the mens rea of the crime, the mindset that the prosecution need to show to prove the guilty mind. Anyway, the Pang Hung Phi case has changed the test, as I say, and it gives Carson a lot of hope on appeal. And if you've got a moment, I can give you some exclusive news, Tom, about his appeal, if you'd be interested in that.
Go for it.
I heard today that his bail application is coming up on the 15th, a week today. I'm trying to find out who his counsel is, but I know for sure that he has a counsel lined up for the appeal itself, provided she gets admitted in Hong Kong, because she's a UK counsel. She's the very well-known Claire Montgomery QC, one of the top QCs in the common law world, certainly one of the top QCs in England. And I've seen her in action. She's an absolutely fantastic lawyer, and he's made a very, very good choice there. Not a cheap choice, but a very good one. So things are moving on the appeal. I anticipate he will get bail. I think Claire's been involved in drafting the grounds of appeal, and she would have done a great job on that. If he can show to the appeal court on the bail application that he has a reasonable prospect of success on appeal, or good grounds of appeal, then he will get bail. Given this change in the law with Pang and Phi on the Court of Final Appeal quite recently, just a couple of weeks ago, I anticipate that he will get bail. And then he'll be out, and I imagine his appeal will come on next year, probably mid-year, I would think it'll come on. It takes a while to get everyone's diaries in order. But yeah, he'll be on bail until the appeal. And as I say, given the change in the law, I think he's definitely got a good shake on the appeal. One of the reasons he has a good shake on the appeal is because you may recall that at the end of the defence case, Carson got advice from a new lawyer, Kevin Egan, that he should, in fact, give evidence in his own defence. And up to that point, his lawyers to that point had advised him not to go into the witness box. But Kevin Egan advised him to do so, and they had to get the leave of the court, the permission of the court, to allow him to go in to get into the box in his own defence. Because in the usual case, the defendant has to give evidence first without the benefit of hearing all of his other witnesses. Anyway, the judge allowed Carson to go into the witness box after Egan's intervention. And Egan's opinion was delivered to the court. And it's that fact that Carson gave evidence in his own defence which will give him the good ground of appeal, because the judge, with the state of the law at that time, didn't have to give Carson's own intention, his own interpretation of the state of the fact, much weight, because the test at that time was an objective test. The judge was looking through the eyes of the reasonable thinking member of the community. But now, under the new law, the judge has to take into account the defendant's own perceptions of the facts as known to him at that time. And as I say, the judge didn't give much weight to Carson's own interpretation of the events. He, in fact, found him to be a liar and lying about in his own evidence. But he should have, I think under the new interpretation of the law, he should have given it much more attention. And that's no doubt what Carson's new legal team will be concentrating on. So I hope I've given you a bit of a heads up there.
Fantastic. And I mean, Daniel, the book, as the book created, because it is a hard hitting book, Daniel, and I know it's been a passion for you, what's happening in Hong Kong and Carson Young. Has it caused you problems?
Not yet. There was a little bit of a frou-frou last week with a certain chief executive of Birmingham International Holdings, but we won't go into that. He made some threats, and I think I posted on the blog today that we need to know more specific. You know, if he's if he actually has got an issue with the book, then he really should be in touch with our lawyers. But
which is a way to do things, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise, no, I've had no problems at all. You know, the club seemed quite happy with it. I've given a few people at the club a copy, so yeah, it's all good.
My point, I think, as well, there's a lot of people who think, right, this is going to be a character assassination, but that isn't what you're aiming for. Reading the book, it seems as if all you wanted to do was get all the facts down.
Well, that's all I've ever wanted to do. I'm a big believer that in transparency and openness, and I think I've always thought that my job on Often Partisan has been to write what the facts are, to give as much information as I can, and to allow people to make up their own minds. And we tried to do the same with the book, essentially.
Was it hard to write? It looks to me like it was really difficult because of all that had gone on.
It did take about 7 or 8 drafts. It was hard at first. There was a lot of information to collate, and there was quite a lot that we couldn't put in the book, either for reasons that we couldn't stand up evidence or because it just didn't fit in. But yeah, it was a labour of love at times. You know, it was hard, but that's the way it is. You know, if something's worth doing, it's not going to be easy.
Most Blues fans, I'm sure, would say, listen, we want new owners. That's the way it's been. We want new owners. How will this happen? When will it happen? Do you have a feel when it could happen?
Unfortunately, my crystal ball is out for servicing, so I couldn't tell you exactly when it will happen, or the lottery numbers for next week. I think there's a lot of hurdles in the way. Jeremy Ray put in a bid, which you spoke about on the website and on your radio show, I believe. But I can't. I just have this inkling that he's not giving them enough information that they want. The problem is that the stock exchange are very loath to do anything until you actually want to do something yourself, and then they'll start asking tricky questions. And that's just what's happened to Birmingham International Holdings. Is Peter Day put in a bid, and you know they made an announcement that they were going to negotiate on it, and all of a sudden the stock exchange are saying, well, what about this? What about that? What about the other? And it just becomes mired down again. Now, Jeremy thinks he's got a way to buy the club all in one go without having to buy it in tranches, and he explained it to me, and I'm not a lawyer or an accountant or anything, but it seems like it would work. But I'm not convinced that the stock exchange would be convinced. And, you know, that's what it comes down to, is that Boeing International Holdings have got this stock listing that they will not let go of. It's worth £40 million, so why should they? They won't let the club go into administration for the same reason.
Absolutely.
So they'll just say limp on and limp on until such a date when, you know, they can sell it in one go, or they can invest in other things. I think it's interesting that Carson, his bail appeal is the 15th, because A, it means he might be home for Christmas, but B, the BIHL AGM's the 23rd, so maybe he'll tick along to that. I don't know.
Could we see him back, in your opinion? You've been out in Hong Kong and Will's been out in Hong Kong. He lives there. Do you have a feeling that Carson still wants to be involved in Birmingham City, or has he written it off and we're going to sell it? We're not selling it yet, because of all the problems you've just mentioned with the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. But does he have a long-term plan to be back at the club, do you think, or is his long-term plan to get rid?
My gut feeling is that he wants to stay. When I spoke to him a couple of times out in Hong Kong while he was on trial.
So you got a chance to speak to him?
I spoke to him a couple of times, yeah, and it was evident that he's a massive football fan. It was evident that he was at least listening to the games. I don't know if it was on the Goal Zone or Blues Well, but he was definitely listening to them, because I remember talking to him about losing 4-0 to Leeds. He definitely wants to keep hold of it, I think. I think if he sees the chance that he could get out of prison, and he sees the chance he gets conviction wiped and, you know, be in a position where he could be a director again, then the Chinese tend to stick in things for the long term, and I can see him doing that. And I'll be honest with you, Tom, I do believe that if Carson came back, not necessarily on a white charge, but if he came back with a sack of cash over each shoulder, I reckon 7 in 10 Blues fans would say, OK, welcome back, Carson, let's get spending.
That surprises me, if I'm honest, because my impression is that he wouldn't be welcome back. But football, as somebody once said, Daniel, is a funny old game.
Certainly
and,
is.
And who knows what will happen. Has the book achieved what you wanted?
Not quite. It won't achieve what I wanted till we sell out, but, you know, that's just commercial thing.
Has it gone well?
Yeah, it's gone well. It's got a lot of what I wanted out there. I think people have taken to it well. I think there's room for a sequel as well. We're not even halfway through the story yet. No way.
Oh, is there more to tell?
There's a lot more to tell. You know, there's a lot more to happen. So, we'll have to see where that goes.
You've whetted my appetite. the sort of things that haven't been told that could be told are?
You've got Carson, his fights for freedom.
Well,
obviously.
And the appeal and all the things you've just talked about.
All the stuff going on at BIHL right now, all the schism in the boardroom, the continued battles. You've got this new Panos versus Panu battle that seems to be going on at the moment. There's bits and pieces from his past that are now surfacing that I've heard. There is much more to come from this. I'm sure of it.
Well, I have to say, based on what I've seen initially, I think Panos has done a decent job in the short term.
I think so too. I think he. I think he's a decent guy. He's got the interest of the club at heart,
and he's here.
He's here. Yeah, that's the main thing.
Well, we will see. Daniel, I find it fascinating, and I'm only partway through it, to be perfectly honest with you, because you do have to read it, because you can't sight read this, can you? You have to read it, because there's so much information. I wish you well with it, and it's for Blues fans who, if you want, because we all want to be, we're all on social media and we're all on various places, and we talk without knowing. This book allows you to talk with knowledge. And finally, Daniel, summing up?
Yeah, I think the next few weeks are going to be very interesting for Birmingham City Football Club. We'll find out if Jeremy Ray's bid is taken seriously. We'll find out if Peter Panu will get into trouble for the comments he made on my site. If he'll even accept that he did it,
he should.
I hope he accepts it, because the proof is there, and the proof has been handed to the authorities, you know. So
he's actually accused Carson of being a shadow director.
Essentially, yeah, he has, and you can't do that. You really can't do that, because the Football League should do something about that as well. Whether they will or not is another matter.
Carson won't be happy with it, I wouldn't have thought.
No, I don't think he will be.
It won't be just the Football League who will be looking at that. That's a very serious matter for the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, whether Carson's been acting as a shadow director or not, because under the listing rules, he certainly won't be allowed to do that. They'll also be looking at the other issues that were raised in the so-called rant by whoever posted it last week. the undisclosed $1.8 million tax bill, the allegations of whether BIHL will support the football club, and the other issues raised. So the stock exchange, as you know, suspended the shares last week after Daniel raised the issue with them, and the suspension continues. It's still suspended today, and as I think Daniel's explained on his blog, which came from me, it's very difficult for once you get into these direct schisms, these issues between the directors, when one director's out on a limb, it becomes very difficult to agree an announcement, and they say the stock is suspended pending an announcement. Well, from personal experience dealing with similar issues, it gets harder and harder for all the directors to agree an announcement because they have to sign off on the announcement and take collective responsibility for it. And you can imagine in this set of circumstances how difficult that would be. How could a full set of directors condone what has happened or explain it away? Very, very difficult. So, as I predicted, as Daniel predicted on OP last week, this might not be a short suspension. This could go on for days and days. And all the while, that doesn't do anyone any good at all.
Will, thank you so much, Will. And Daniel, where can they get the book? I think it's a fantastic read for any... Well, actually, if you're a football fan, to see what happens in... It's for any football fan, really, to show you the perils and pitfalls of foreign ownership at times. Tell us where they can get it.
You can get it from our website online, www.haircutsandleaguecups.co.uk. We post internationally now. There's also an electronic version on there. Get it now, get it in time for Christmas.